Cosmo and the Great Witch Escape, written by Gwyneth Reese and read by Sophie Aldred.
Chapter 1. Cosmo's mother, India, had just finished washing him very thoroughly with her rough pink tongue, and now she took him to have a look at himself in the mirror. "See how clean and shiny your ears are now," she told her kitten proudly as they looked into the glass together. "And your white bits are spotless too. You really must try harder to keep them that way, Cosmo."
"Yes, mother," Cosmo mewed.
Thankfully, he was mostly black in colour like his father, but he had inherited his white paws and the white tip on the end of his tail from his mother, and those were the parts that he found most difficult to keep clean whenever he went outside to play. India was an elegant white short-haired cat with emerald green eyes, whose great-great-great-grandmother had been a cat of very high pedigree flown to this country from India when her human family had moved here. Cosmo loved to hear his mother's stories about the beautiful faraway country she'd been named after, where apparently all the mice were curry-flavoured.
"I think you'd look beautiful in a sari, mother," Cosmo told her now, as he watched her wrap herself up in a very fine golden red shawl that had been draped over the back of a bedroom chair.
Cosmo's father, Mephisto, came into the room then, and India quickly extracted herself and went over to inspect his ears. India saw the cleanliness of Mephisto's ears as her responsibility too, since he couldn't reach them himself, and today she thought they were looking a bit dirty. Mephisto was a cat of high standing in the local community, which meant it was very important that he had clean ears at all times, so she set to work immediately. Cosmo's father was a handsome jet-black cat with dark green eyes and very large paws, and Cosmo wanted to grow up to be just like him. Unlike ordinary cats, Mephisto was a witch cat, which meant he had special magic powers and could help witches with their spells. In particular, witch cats were known for their powerful magic sneezes. A few weeks earlier, when Cosmo had reached the age of 6 months, he'd had to undergo a special test to see if he was a witch cat like his father or an ordinary cat like his mother. To his delight, he had turned out to be a witch cat, which meant that he was able to assist witches with their spells, ride broomsticks, and do all sorts of other exciting magical things. Until recently, Cosmo's family had lived in the garage rather than the house, because the witch who had lived there had been a very nasty one called Sybil, who had ended up being sent to witch prison after brewing up a particularly evil spell. Even thinking about Sybil made Cosmo shiver, though his parents had reassured him that she could no longer harm him. Bad witches were only ever allowed out of prison to do community service. Being made to help others was the one punishment every bad witch dreaded, and at those times they were securely tagged with an electronic device, which meant that they got turned into frogs if they tried to run away. After Sybil had been sent to prison, a family of good witches had moved into her house instead. They were called the Two Shoes family, and they consisted of a very kind witch called Goody, her witch husband, Gabriel, and their witch daughter, Scarlet, who had quickly become Cosmo's best two-legged friend. Cosmo's best four-legged friend was a tabby kitten called Mia, who lived in the house next door. Today was a very special day for the Two Shoes family, because early that morning, Goody had gone into the local witch hospital to have a baby. Cosmo was pleased that Scarlet was going to have a new baby brother or sister, but he was also a bit worried that she wouldn't want to play with him as much when she wasn't an only child anymore. Not that he was going to be an only kitten for very much longer either. India's tummy had been getting a lot bigger over the last few weeks, and recently she'd told him that she was expecting a new litter of kittens. Cosmo had been her first kitten, an only one, which was unusual, since mother cats generally gave birth to several babies at once.